Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance. Helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change, so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Are you ready to elevate the way you dress? I know you're looking for styles, cuts, and fits that embrace you and your figure in every way. Well, you have to check out bostonproper.com. Look, it's the summer, and I want to wear some more, like, cute little flirty dresses this summer. Boston Proper has so many, and I cannot wait until they arrive. Boston Proper designs are unique and made to fit flawlessly. And you can shop all these looks at bostonproper.com and wear it like no one else.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
One, two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight.
Hello,
nine,
11. Elvis Duran presents
12,
13,
14,
15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Full house today.
Yeah, this is so cool.
This never happens.
The most special guest is Danielle's son.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Spencer's here. Hi.
What's up?
Spencer. Yeah. Great to have you here. You're going to be hosting some of this, too. So.
Oh, all right. That's fine.
But I do want Andrew. Okay, so Andrew, anybody that doesn't know, Andrew on our staff is the biggest Survivor fan I know.
That I am.
And so I want you to make some introductions right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. So we have the winner of Survivor 36, Wendell.
Yeah. Yes! Yes!
And of course, our favorite Dr. Mike from season 35.
What's up, guys?
You're a doctor of what, Mike?
I'm a urologist, but I think I'm known as like the sex doctor.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I just wanted to clarify. If you missed that podcast, we did a 15-minute morning show with Dr. Mike a while ago.
That was nuts.
Rather graphic.
Ha ha ha, nuts.
I thought his wife was going to kill him, I swear to gosh. Yeah.
Spencer's here. We have to be good.
Oh, no, he's fine.
He needs to learn.
He lives with me. He knows it all.
Yeah. We also have Brody. We got Greg T. No. We got Garrett, Danielle, of course, mm-hmm. and me. So, Andrew.
Yes.
This is your big opportunity.
I know.
So, go ahead and
I
ask.
Mean, I'm really impressed with like the actual buff things. How did you actually clean those?
Carefully, I guess. I just threw them in the I threw them in the wash a few times. They still have the original scent, kind of, because it's hard to get that out. But you know,
it's what you should describe what the buff things are for
people
who don't follow Survivor.
They're the things that they wear for like the full 39 days. But like you sweat in them,
they're dirty. They're bandanas, right?
Yeah,
basically, sort of.
Kind of like infinity bandanas. So they just go in a big loop. But you know,
now did you ever wear? I didn't see the whole season. Do you ever wear it as a tube top like some other people do?
I didn't do that on the island. No, not so much.
What about a Speedo?
A Speedo? I had my own Speedo, actually. I didn't need the buff as a Speedo skirt.
Were you ever tempted to use the buff as toilet paper?
Ooh.
That's a good question.
Then it would have to go around my neck or around my head after that.
Yeah.
So
butt buff.
The butt buff. Maybe next time. Okay. If there's a next time.
Now, you were a huge fan of Survivor, just like Andrew is, before you got on the show.
Yeah, I was.
And didn't you say, I heard an interview where you said, like, you really just wanted to prove that you could go without food for that long and all those things for that long.
I wanted to prove to myself that I could do that. Growing up, I used to build tree houses and build forts outside. Yeah. I like being outside, so I wanted to see if I could, you know, withstand those elements.
And you now, when they give you the $1 million check, how much comes out in taxes?
Too much.
And can you accept it like the lotto? Can you get a lump sum or can you get it like split up over the course of like 10 years?
They just give you the lump sum and they let you do with it whatever you want to do.
Did you photocopy the check?
I have a copy of the check, yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
So let's back up here. Wendell, winner of Survivor season
36.
Ghost Island.
Dr. Mike, you participated on?
Loser of Survivor season 36.
I put it a more democratic way. But now Andrew here you've been trying to get on Survivor for your entire life.
He actually got in front of Jeff Probst recently. I think that's the closest you've gotten, right?
Well, we had to have Jeff come here, though.
No, he actually went out there and auditioned in front of him.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a winner and a loser from Survivor.
That's really nice.
What tips can you give Andrew? Because he's been trying everything, including, I think, sending stuff to Jeff Probst's house.
Yeah.
How can he get on this show?
What I did, I remained persistent. I applied for like 8-9 years.
Damn.
I sent in many tapes. I went to many casting calls. But you're in the system now. You've been out to LA, you know, so they're going to keep an eye on you and you're going to get on one day.
Good things are going to happen.
That's
I
so
feel
exciting.
It. Yes.
Jeff Probst will be dead, but I mean, you'll still be.
No.
And Andrew,
he'll be like Walt Disney. He'll be dead, but still doing the show.
I feel like Andrew's that guy too, that like you think he's going to be the nice guy and then he's going to be really dirty the way he plays.
I feel, that's probably going to happen.
So, Wendell, you said 8 years you went back to audition, like try to get on the show. That last year you auditioned, what do you think it was that sold you for them to say, you know what, let's give him a shot on the show?
I made kind of a lifestyle change. I went to law school and I was clerking for judges outside of the law after law school. And then I decided to like start a furniture company and I started building and kind of being creative. I grew my hair out, grew my beard out, and I'm like living my fullest life. And I think when they saw that version of Wendell, they were like, this is the guy that we want on the show.
So Andrew needs to grow a beard.
He's got the hair going.
Yeah.
So,
curly hair.
Yeah. So he just needs the beard.
All right. You said, go ahead.
Well, I was just saying I have a patch in my beard, so I don't know how that's going to look on TV.
You said you applied 8 times. I know how I would have handled it. Did you watch each season on seasons you thought you would have been on, right? And go, ooh, I'm glad I wasn't on this season because I wouldn't have won that. And did you watch some and you go, these are a bunch of suckers. I could have definitely won this season.
Yeah, there are some seasons that I look at and I see some of the characters and I'm like, geez, I wouldn't have wanted to play with him. That's a tough guy. Or that's a guy that seems like the kind of player I would play like. I emulated my game off of a guy named Jeremy Collins. He's a very tough player. He won.
Okay.
And there were seasons that I would not really want to go on. And I think my season was the perfect season for me, actually.
Was there, who, now Andrew would know, who was the one person that you said I would never play against them, like the scariest?
Dr. Mike.
Mike Zahowski. That's, yes. No, I guess 28 Cagayan, the guy's name was Tony.
He was the cop.
Yeah.
From Jersey City.
Yeah.
He was fantastic. My all-time favorite.
Yeah, all-time favorite.
He hid in bushes. He spied on people. He was the best, and he was funny about it. He found all the idols. He lied about idols. I mean, the immunity, Allah, he's great.
How much Survivor trivia do you know? Like, who the original Survivor winner is?
Everybody knows that.
Come on. But I want to know. I want to know.
I mean, that's a stupid question.
Who was the second one?
Was it Tina?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And season two gave us Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Oh my gosh, remember the bites on Elizabeth's legs? I remember when she came back, she had so many bites, and like she was a mess, that poor thing.
Yeah.
Well, as Spencer, so you watch the show at home with mom every week. Do you have any questions?
Yeah, I actually have one question that I've been wanting to ask him for a while. Was it hard to like adjust back to your normal lifestyle after you finished Survivor? Because you haven't had much food on the island, so...
Yeah, so I was starving out there. I did win a couple food rewards, so I was lucky, but I still lost 26 pounds out there. Then I came home, 26 pounds. And I'm not the biggest guy already, so I came back 150-something pounds.
Wow.
And everyone was like, what really happened on that island, man? They kind of thought that I did pretty well.
Yeah.
And I come home knowing that it ends in this historic tie, and like a day, like 24 hours earlier, I just came from Final Tribal, and I think that I won the game, and now I'm back into my normal life. So yeah. it was kind of a crazy transition. I was kind of on a high because I really felt that I won, but then I have to keep this secret for almost a year, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Did you find yourself sleeping on the floor?
I did not. No, I enjoyed my bed.
Mike, did you sleep on the floor?
A couple times.
did you have to monitor what you bought? Like, you knew you were going to win. You were pretty confident. You're like, I want to get a new car, but if I get a new car, people are going to know I won. So were there things you snuck in that you bought, like small stuff, like a ring or something? Or
I didn't buy
something small that you could hide in your drawer.
Is this like the mob where you can't go out and buy fancy things?
Well, if he goes out and buys a Porsche, people are going to know he won.
Yeah, that DMZ, is true. Yeah, it would be
that
all
is
over.
True.
It.
Well, I would need some money to buy a Porsche. They didn't give me the check until the finale.
Okay.
However, however, like I bought a Rihanna shower curtain for like $60-something. I love Rihanna, so that was my one big purchase before I won.
Yeah, no one's gonna be suspicious.
People were saying like, that's what you spent your money on. I'm like, I mean, I love Rihanna.
Yeah.
So I have one question. You touched on it before. You said you want some food challenges. The one thing that we don't see usually on television is like after you eat like a snail, you know, like nobody just eats a live snail. You know, nobody eats some of these things that, you know, like goat's brains or whatever it is. So like that night after you've gone through eating all this stuff, is your stomach like just gargling? Are you sick? I mean, I've gone to like White Castle where I'm like, oh, make way, make way. And that's like cooked on a stove, you know? But like, you know, where do you, you know, how what happens
your belly bomb?
At the end of the night, right? And you've eaten all this live food and these disgusting things.
So you're not eating a lot of those disgusting things. You're really, you're starving out there. And the small amount of snail or hermit crab or whatever I was able to salvage out there, it does go through your system, but it's not like you have to run to the facilities or out there it was the ocean. You wouldn't have to like
the aqua dump.
The aqua
dump. Yeah, but they're all like mixing in together. Like it's like mush in your stomach now. It's like, how do you survive that?
I think what Greg T's getting at is you're all cuddling in the shelter. It's really cold. You start farting. Is somebody owning it? Or are you like, who did that? Who did that? And everybody's just quiet.
I don't remember the fart situation in the bed, Mike.
Going off the food question, Wendell, so and Mike, too, after you eat crap, all right, and or a day after you haven't eaten in 2 days, you see Jeff Probst come on set. He obviously just slept in a hotel somewhere, had room service.
Air conditioning.
Yeah. How do you not want to punch him in the face?
Probst is a likable guy.
Very likable, but he just lived a lifestyle, and you are fighting for a leaf to eat.
Yeah, well, I mean, on reward challenges, he would, you know, he'd put something delicious in front of us. And fortunate enough for me, I won quite a few reward challenges. So I was able to... Sometimes I was able to eat pretty well.
You ever get hangry on the island, though?
You got to control those emotions. Yeah, you do. You want to, like, there are so many different aspects and different things that make you upset, especially hunger. But it's like, man, in the game of Survivor, you got to be, there's a social component to the game. So
where do you go from here? Where's your 15 minutes of fame taking you now?
Well, before this, I was designing furniture and building furniture.
Yeah.
And,
Did you see a spike in sales in your furniture after?
Yeah, we have quite a few orders.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's going pretty well. But now I'm like doing a lot more interviews and a lot more press and stuff. Right. So I got to really manage my time with that.
Well, what's your furniture? You might as well name drop while you're here.
The company's called Beeve. That's BEVE. And on social media, it's Beeve Unlimited. So go check us out. You'll see all of our amazing furniture out of reclaimed wood. Our hashtag is hashtag let's talk about your bed.
Okay.
Oh, that's where
you belong. That's fantastic. I know Dr. Mike is very jealous because, well, you lost, right, Dr. Mike?
Do you really think that's nice to keep rubbing that into him?
Dr. Mike, tell Nate how you finished it in the show. What number?
I finished fifth. I only made it 37 out of 39 days.
That's really good.
That's 37 out of 39 is damn good.
That's like winning the silver medal in the Olympics.
Yeah,
right?
You should be so lucky.
I'd rather have bronze.
Dude, you wouldn't last a minute down that.
Oh, please.
Nate
would do
Nate,
well.
If you were running second in a race, you'd slow down to come in third?
Yeah, because I would know that I'm that much closer to winning, and I just didn't do it. I think somebody would agree with me.
So why not slow down a lot, not win the bronze either? Really?
I wouldn't even run the race.
There's a reason why Nate got voted out when we played with Jeff on the show.
Yeah, exactly. So
when you were watching this, Dr. Mike, did you think Wendell was going to win, or did you have your money on another person in the show?
No, I think Wendell was probably my winner pick. He was definitely my wife's winner pick, And so when, yeah. And when you see it so early on.
Yeah. Yeah, he was. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Poor Wendell.
No comment from Wendell.
Have the same hi, Bear.
No, but Mike, I thought you were telling me during the season, like, there's no way you can win this.
Well, I kept trying to come up with reasons why I didn't, like, why he wasn't going to win.
That's what a guy you know? That came in fifth place says to a guy that just won. Yeah.
We at home kept saying, I wanted Wendell to win the whole time. Oh, so yeah, did Spenny.
It was you or Dominic, either one of you. Yeah. It was.
But Dominic, he played too dirty for me. Like he's a New Yorker, and I'm supposed to I know support my New Yorkers, but there were certain things that he did. I was just like, oh, that. My question is, how did you become so close to him? Because most people hated his guts on that show. Yeah.
Well, we were in the same casting way back, and then there was a point. You're not allowed to talk to each other in casting.
Yeah.
But there was a point that he and I got in the same van, and we were both in the back of the van. I sat down first. I looked at him. And I gave him a fist pound, like, real quick. We gave each other a dap. And I was like, that was my little interaction with him. I was like, we're going to work together. Then we end up on the same tribe to start.
Right.
And the way the numbers fell, we gravitated towards one another. We're both kind of older Northeastern guys. And, yeah, that was our little connection.
Did they make him look more of a... In, like, the editing process, the bad guy? Like, do they sit there and go, okay, Dominic's going to be the villain. Let's edit him to look like the villain. Or is it pretty much what you see is what you get?
With Dom, what you saw was kind of what you got. I think he could have went into many seasons and done very well. I think he kind of changed his game a little bit for our season because, like, he could have been a real villain. He could have been, like, a Tony out there and really just took hold of a whole season. But because he's on a season with a bunch of, like, friendly people and whatnot, he had to be the family guy, Dom.
Okay.
Do you think Dom's fatal flaw was not voting you out?
Yeah, he should have got me out of there.
Yeah, why didn't he? I mean, he's obviously a really good player. Why didn't he say, this guy has to go home?
Kind of, I think, for the same reason why Laurel didn't get any of us out of there. Because once one of us goes, I think the rest of, like, if I vote Dom out, then I'll go early because I will be the threat.
It was the fist bump that did it.
It was the fist bump. Yeah. Do you still talk to him?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
We only have about 15 seconds here, but I do want to get a winner and a loser from Survivor. I want to get your take.
Terrible.
Do you think Andrew would do well on this show?
I think he would. He's a very likable guy, and I've known him for 20 minutes.
Thank you.
Dr. Mike?
I think he would do great on the show.
Okay.
The tribe has spoken.
He'd be underestimated, but he would rule it.
Okay, Team Andrew!
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Are you ready to elevate the way you dress? I know you're looking for styles, cuts, and fits that embrace you and your figure in every way. Well, you have to check out bostonproper.com. Look, it's the summer, and I want to wear some more, like, cute little flirty dresses this summer. Boston Proper has so many, and I cannot wait until they arrive. Boston Proper designs are unique and made to fit flawlessly, and you can shop all these looks at bostonproper.com and wear it like no one else.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
NFL Plus Premium is your ticket to the NFL offseason.
With the first pick in the NFL draft.
Catch all your favorite offseason coverage and stream exclusive content from the NFL Draft, training camp, free agency, and more. Relive the biggest plays from the season with full and condensed game replays.
He's in! Touchdown!
Plus, stay connected with 24/7 football news and coverage on NFL Network. Sign up today at plus.nfl.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.